We learned while trying to do the first take, Robert's mic didn't work, and then don't touch the knobs.
Right.
That was scary.
It's working now just fine.
Now it seems to be. I can see it going.
Now, if our minds are working the same, we'll be all right. I didn't say good. I said all right. I didn't say good. Big difference.
Were you listening this morning when I was on with Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, I walk out into the lobby so I can hear. It's on a 5-second delay or whatever it is, but I at least walk out there so I can hear most of it.
Yeah, that was different.
Yeah. The whole show was a little different.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear much. You had Wackadoo on today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when he was, you know, like one of the sharp ones, and one day he just went Wackadoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All these captains, you know, it's like they have an expiration date. You know, they're good for so long that all of a sudden, boom, Wackadoos.
Too much time in the sun with visors.
Cooks the top of their head off.
Yep. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, it's just like funny, because like I say, I remember years ago, he was actually one of the people you would call if you had questions, because he was real sharp.
Right.
And, okay, hit the expiration date, boom, Wackadoo, okay.
Yep. We'll all get there at some point.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're ever getting to that point. I might, but I don't think you will. All right, let's see. What a beautiful day to go out fishing today.
Oh, gosh. It's absolutely
gorgeous.
Tomorrow's
supposed to be going 10 to 20 out of the southwest.
Yeah.
That's not going to be good.
I think we got until about 1 or 2 o'clock, though, before it starts to crank.
Yeah, but still, you know, you get a little bit, and then it gets a little weird. Because southwest, there's very few places to hide.
Right, exactly.
If it was west, you know, you can still hide from that, yeah. But on southwest, man, that makes it rough to get back.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, you get out there first thing in the morning. We're talking about Sunday, the is it 31st or the 1st?
Be the
actually, it's going to be the 1st.
Tomorrow's the 1st?
Yeah, I got to build a rod rack.
Yeah, we got to do that today, huh?
Yeah, homeboy. We got a big sale coming up. Okay, if you really know what you like, and this is something we're going to be talking about on one of the radio shows. When you're buying tackle, if you really know your equipment and you're really good, you've been doing it a while, you can go to closeouts, sales, Walmart, places like that. The less you know about fishing stuff, the less you ever want to buy at a sale. Because in the case of us, we got a whole bunch of this stuff. We're not going to sell it anymore. Yeah, it's a good product, but it's not, you know, it's not what you want to buy as a beginner. Yeah, you're going to get a great deal. You get a $130 rod for $50 or whatever. But only if you know what you're buying.
Right.
If you don't know what you're buying, I would stay away from, you know, chain stores. You know, like you walk in that chain store, oh, well, I'm going to go there because I don't know what I'm doing. You're going to a place where neither does the person waiting on you know what they're doing.
Right.
The less you know about fishing, the more you should come to a place like Fish and Frank's. And there's, you can find them around. There's one on the other East Coast, what, Snook or something like
Snook,
that?
Yeah.
He's real good. There's a guy up in Jacksonville, Strike Zone.
Yeah.
He's real good. I forget the guy in the panhandle who he is. But
hook and
something, but you can find good tackle shops. Now, not every tackle shop is good. In fact, a lot of them suck. I mean, truly and honestly, one of the reasons our store is the way it is because I traveled a lot. And I would go into these tackle shops and say, okay, you know, where can I go? You know, I need a place where I can drive up and fish, you know. And can you give me a hint as what might be there? You know, I don't need specifics, but, you know, just an idea, you know, is it a good spot for this or that, you know, and literally nothing. And no idea or unwilling to tell me anything.
Right.
So I will say most bait shops suck.
Yeah.
They're horrible, they're unhelpful, they're expensive, and I hate to say that about independent dealers, but it's true. And you've got a few really good ones out there. Look around and try and find that one. Look for the person who's going to help you out. But you know, and if they pile a whole bunch of stuff up on the counter for you to buy, walk away.
Yeah, and you just definitely.
Walk out. You know, if they've got hundreds of dollars worth of tackle, because this is what you need to get started, he's raking you over the coals. Because if you're getting started, you need a pack of hooks, some sinkers, some leaders. If you're going to throw bait, maybe a bobber, stuff like that. You don't need a whole conglomeration of junk because you don't know what to do with it, and 90% of it you throw in the garbage.
Right.
Buy two or three lures at a time, not dozens of different ones because you'll never get to them. Buy a couple. Figure out what you like. Okay, I like doing this, but I don't like doing that. Or I caught fish in this, but, you know, this one sucks. And little by little, figure it out. Anybody who's dumping a whole bunch of stuff on you and wants you to buy hundreds of dollars worth of stuff, if you've never thrown a cast net, if you've never thrown a cast net, and somebody's selling you a $200-$300 cast net, walk away. Run away. Yeah. Look at them and go, okay, well, thank you very much, and haul out the door.
Definitely.
You know, it's just crazy. You know, I don't understand why all this takes place out there. But back to the beginnings, there's such cool stuff going on right now.
Yes,
there
is.
Great time to go fishing. Today's going to be gorgeous. It's the 30th. Tomorrow's the 1st. Oh, my God.
Wow. It's scary.
You know, I could swear Thanksgiving was a month ago, but July was a day ago.
Yes, exactly.
Just, okay, anyway.
It's crazy. It is really, really crazy how quick it goes by.
Let me get my wallet out of my pocket so my hips don't hurt. Okay. I'm ready to type, and we're on the Peace River stuff.
Peace River is actually starting to pick up. The redfish are starting to move up there around the Harbor Heights area, around all the little islands, working their way up towards Shell Creek. There has been a few juvenile tarpon, depending on the day with the temperature. And then snook are about the same. They've been semi-cooperative, but they seem to be getting a little bit better in quality, I would say.
The snook?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's still quite a few little peanuts up there, but I've gotten a few guys that have hooked into some bigger fish up there along the docks going.
And snook are out of season. Forget the closure or whatever. They're just completely out of season.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Been hearing some big trout up there.
Have you?
Yeah, a couple of guys have come in, and they're fishing kind of main channel. When you come under I-75 going up river, and you bear to the right and come around, and then you got that straightaway going, it's almost north or whatever, but it points right at Harbor Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the top of that, you get up there, and you got to make a right-hand turn, because if you go straight, they run into that sandbar. But it's real deep if you see the marker and the manatee sign, you're looking straight ahead at Harbor Heights. Right in front of there, it gets real deep, and then there's a sandbar. So those fish come around that sandbar. It's a great funnel point, and nobody ever fishes it. They all want to fish on what would be the left side or west side on that corner. I would, if it was me, I would go over to the far side and just out a little bit, so you're a little closer to the channel, and fish that area, real deep water, and this would be the marker, the manatee sign. I would be just to the east or north of the manatee sign over in there. A lot of nice fish, and fish the bases of the sign, because around that sign, you get some really nice fish.
Nice.
But nobody ever fishes there. They all fish on that corner because they see people fish there. So they want to go there.
Yeah, there must be fish there. There's always a boat there.
That's the most common place for people to fish. I almost never see somebody bend a rod.
Yeah.
But if you fished on the other side, especially on an outgoing where you can fish those channel markers,
yeah,
or the manatee sign pilings, you'll actually catch some fish.
Nice.
So, all right,
I-75. I-75's had a few juvenile tarpon, depending on the warmth of the morning and the day. Some snook moving back onto that again, too. And one guy got into some black drum there. I haven't heard of any redfish, but I suppose they got to be there if they're moving up there by those islands and up towards the Harbor Heights area. So there's got to be a few on that north end of the bridge around that sawgrass.
I would say that's sawgrass. If I was looking for redfish, I go to that north end of the bridge,
mm-hmm,
and then as you're going up river, there's all that northern bank there is all sawgrass.
Yeah.
Just look for any little depression in the grass, because those redfish are either up against it or just inside of it. if you can find a little depression in there, you know, just a little cut into the sawgrass where you can drop a bait, you're more likely to get hit there.
Yeah.
If you're tossing on the outside, it's really hard to get your bait close enough to the sawgrass without getting it snagged up in the grass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah. All right, 41 bridge.
Let's see. You got a few trout, a few snook. Been some mangrove snappers starting to pick up a little bit there, a couple of sheep's head, and a couple of black drum. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been picking up a little bit. It's like every day I'm getting a couple more reports there. Wouldn't say it's on fire, but it's definitely, there's definitely a spark there, and people are adding kindling to it. I think it's ramping up.
Well, you know what was really funny? I had a guy, a real nice young man, and he moved here, his family moved here from California, and they're really cool people, and I feel so bad for 80% of California, because it's like the people who live in Illinois, they can't even sell their house in Illinois. Nobody, I mean, the taxes are so bad, the state's in bad shape, and California's the same way, and they're trying to get out. It took them over 2 years to sell their house. Well, in Florida right now, you sell a house in 2 days.
Right.
But, you know, they finally were able to get out of California, and he was laughing because he knows that, I don't know, is my mic getting weird?
Yeah, it's cutting out.
All right. Hello?
Nope, it's the actual mic itself.
Okay, it's got to be, there it is. Wait for it to scream real loud again. Come on, pause this out. Another catastrophe averted. You know, this sound's going to be really loud and then really quiet. This old board's giving up on us. You know, I'm literally at a quarter of the volume I was a minute ago. It's blasting. All right, Lashley Pier.
Lashley Pier, there's a few mangrove snapper getting a little bit better on those. A couple sheep's head, a few snook at night. And then there's been a handful of trout starting to pick up over there, too. You know, same thing there, you know, starting to get some better reports, but just not quite there yet.
Yeah, that's okay. I had some comment for all that, and my board kicked out, and I have no idea what I was going to say.
California, kid from California.
Yeah. We love you guys. Move to Florida. Love to have you. Don't vote for the same kind of idiot who ran you out of the state you're from. Well, people forget there's independent candidates, there's green candidates, there's libertarian candidates. You can even, you know, you could vote Republican, you could vote for anybody, just not the same kind of idiot that ran you out of that screwed up the state you loved.
Right.
I mean, very few people want to leave California. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But the people in San Francisco, Los Angeles are such wackadoos, they've destroyed the rest of the state. We're getting the same thing here in Miami, Orlando, Tampa. What is it about city folks? What do they do? Walk around banging their heads against the walls of the buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the it's the concrete and the asphalt combination with the exhaust coming off the vehicles all combined
but
together.
They can't smoke because that would be bad for them.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore, they actually caught a couple of trout off of there and a couple of small bull sharks.
Wow, I was taking coffee because I thought you were going
to just be a question mark, yeah. No, yeah, the guy went over there the other day and he caught a couple of trout and he watched the guy next to him hook one bull shark and it broke off next to the dock and then he hooked another one and actually landed it.
What was he using?
Ladyfish. Or no, I'm sorry, he was using mullet and ladyfish.
I was going to say, I think mullet's a better bait for bull sharks than ladyfish is.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's like all happy we got ladyfish back in. And it's like, this is the time of year where mullet work outstanding.
That's really true, isn't it? Oh, but you got ladyfish. Yeah, but, you know, that was a month ago. That would have been wonderful. But
yeah.
Now, I think I'd rather have the mullet.
Absolutely. November through March, all day long, I want mullet. And then a little bit of a switch over in April and May, but still.
You know, it goes along with what I said about people buying lots of tackle at one time when you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And it's the same thing. People get this idea, this is the best bait.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that.
Yeah.
It can't possibly get better than this. This is the best bait ever for everything, and you never use anything else.
Yeah.
You know, he's the guy. You like spaghetti? Yeah. You want it every night, every day, all year, three meals a day, spaghetti. Never do anything else.
No.
And there's maybe some people that would be good for, but, you know, even with fish. The more you change up your baits, the more you change, the more inconsistent you are, the more consistently you will catch fish.
Yep.
So, anyway.
That's a true statement there.
Yeah, and it sucks because I'm trying to remember to say the more inconsistent you are, the more consistent you'll be.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy, but it works. Okay, Port Charlotte canals.
Well, let's see. Jacks are swimming around really good with some snooker starting to pick up. The mouths of the canals all along from out in front of the beach complex at the mouths of all those canals are starting to see some trout in them. And then the mangrove snapper, some sheep's head starting to chew a little bit better. And the weird part is I'm still getting people catching sand bream. As salty as it is, people are catching sand bream down at the Port Charlotte Beach boat ramp and right there at all the mouths of all those canals. And it's pretty salty.
And I had two people say, oh, yeah, we caught this fish, and they had no idea what it is. And, you know, and they said, oh, I didn't know what it was, and threw it back, and they were out there for dinner.
Yeah.
And, like, you just threw away good dinner, you know.
Yeah. But at least the ones that are smart enough to throw it back if they don't know what it is, rather than walking in with a 30-inch cobia going, what is this?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Remember, everybody used to bring them in, and if they didn't know what it was, if we were lucky, they left it in their trunk.
Yes.
Because we'd get Goliath grouper and out-of-season snook, and, you know, I mean, you name it, every possible conceivable fish, people would come in, what is this?
And it's so innocent, too, and you feel so bad, but it's like, oh.
Like, you really need to go away with that.
Yes.
Okay. Eljabine pier.
Let's see. Trout. Sheep's head are starting to pick up there. Some mangrove snapper. Jacks have been coming through there in pretty good numbers. Snook have been chewing pretty well at night and first thing in the morning. And still getting a couple of reports of guys seeing tarp in there but not hooking any. So it's starting to liven up pretty good over there. Like one guy said he's not catching many sheep's head, but he said the couple that he's catching are really nice sized fish. You know, so that's pretty good.
Okay, Mock River area.
Still been a few Spanish mackerel right there at the mouth. A couple guys got into some Spanish trolling around the marker 7, marker 8, and working their way out towards the holes there, but they caught Spanish right there at the mouth. And then some snook and redfish up there in Tippy Canoe in the north end of the cutoff. And then a few...
What was that?
Snook and redfish.
Oh.
And same thing on the opposite side over there, closer towards the entrance to Cattle Dock up Mangrove Shoreline all around there. I've been getting a couple redfish and a few snook. So that whole area is kind of livening up. I guess there's been a lot of glass minnows throughout that whole area from the bridge out to the marker.
I'm hearing about so much whitebait, glass minnows. It's just crazy how much bait fish that shouldn't be anywhere there.
Right.
But they're in... bays, they're in shallow, they're hanging
from 8 feet to 8 inches.
I mean, and the thing is, it's not good bait right now.
No.
Now, this week is even going to be colder, so we're going to be in the 70s this week. It's going to be chilly down here, boys and girls. If you're in Bismarck or Sturgis, South Dakota, and you think that blizzard is bad, we're going to be in the 70s, for God's sakes. It's just not fair.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I was watching Sturgis. They had live, you know, feed there.
Yeah.
Just blowing in snow. They showed someplace east of there. They say, oh, it's really pretty now, but it won't be.
Right.
Like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah, they can have that.
Voice of doom. All right, South Gulf Cove canals.
They're actually catching a few snook in there. Guys have been catching them along that main, that main lake going to the main canal, going out through Cattle Dock, and then a few redfish at the inside the locks there at Cattle Dock. And then some bass. A couple of guys have been catching some bass way up inside. Haven't heard my Mayan and tilapia guy hasn't been in, but I'm sure that they're probably still doing fair on those. You know, with everything else that's going on in there.
Okay, the Westfall.
Snook are moving all over on it. You know, it seems like there's a lot more snook on the north end, and then redfish and snook on the south end. And then the couple of pompano, a couple guys have seen a couple cobia on top of the bar, along with a few trout as you get more down towards the Cape Hayes area. And some bonnet heads also down there. It's been pretty good down there.
Okay. Sorry, I got... There was a lot.
Double fingers, yeah. Sorry. It's just a lot going on. It's kind of nice. You know, people are catching fish. People are complaining about certain things. And yet still so many people catching fish everywhere. It's kind of funny.
What's weird is we're getting these red tides. And they're pop-ups. You know how I think the cool thing for in the cities is a pop-up sale? Where they just... pull in the parking spot and throw some stuff up and sell it or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, these are pop-up red tides. It's the same thing. They pop up, they do their thing, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And they're quick. Yeah. I mean, we had one off in front of Ponce, and the bad part about it was somebody that got in the canals and killed some fish in there. But it was literally a pop-up. It was there and gone in the same day and maybe lasted hours.
I was going to say, I don't think it lasted a day.
Down by... Boca Grande, we've had one that lasted about 2 days, 3 days, and then went away. And it's literally, like I say, that pop-up red tide. It's just, all of a sudden you're sitting there and it, poof, red tide, poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's, and I mean, it in minutes or an hour or two, it's been real quick. And Placida hasn't gotten hit really, but Boca has.
Yeah, I've only heard of Placida once, and it was right there in the Little Gasparilla for the day, and that was the only one I've heard of the whole time so far.
What I'm so proud of our customers for is they're not getting social media stupid. They got over the hype, and now they're calling in saying, hey, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they're actually listening. And they're not going, oh, there's red tide. And then come back in a year going, is that red tide still there?
Right.
I heard there was red tide there at Ponce de Leon. Well, when was that? Well, 2 years ago. But is it still there?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, it's still there. I wouldn't go there. Yeah. Yeah, stay away there, buddy.
Stay off the water.
Yeah. I think, you know. The fishing on Okeechobee is what you might want to consider.
Take up underwater basket weaving.
Yeah, underwater basket weaving. Goodness. Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay.
Let's see. Cape Hayes has got bonnet heads scattered all over it with some nicer trout. A couple of pompano, a couple of flounder, some Spanish mackerel. Then hearing of the redfish, snook. And some pretty big ladyfish inside Muddy Bay. One guy got a ladyfish. He thought it was a juvenile tarpon at first until he actually got it up next to a boat. And it was, by the picture, I'd have to guess that the thing was darn near 3 pounds.
Oh, right.
It was a good-sized
ladyfish.
The biggest ladyfish
I've ever seen is probably close to 30 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get really big.
Yeah.
And for all you locals, they're bonnet sharks. But now there is a lot of them to be caught down here. Let's do our visitors and our friends and relatives a favor. When you catch them with your visitors, your friends, and relatives, either say hammerhead or shovel nose. We're not going to call them bonnets when we have our visiting friends. Because that way, when they go back home, they get to say, I caught a shovel nose. I caught a hammerhead. And both are true. It's just, we tend to call them bonnet sharks. But when they go back up and they say, yeah, we caught bonnet sharks. They were really fun. It was a bonnet. And they just enjoyed it. It's not like I caught a hammerhead. Me, I got out there and I just racked me up some shovel-nose sharks. You know, we got to give them a break. Let's do this for them this year. We're going to make them feel better, give them better stories, let them have a little more glory this year. Because they are awesome sharks.
No, absolutely.
And they will bite the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, let's give them this. For us, we know they're cool. We know they're badass shark. We know what it is. But when you're visiting, names mean a lot.
Yes, yes, okay. They do.
So, bull bay, turtle bay.
A lot of trout, a lot of snook.
Yeah, Barry.
Quite a few redfish. And, of course, bonnethead, shovel nose. They're all doing well. And then the sheep's head are starting to move in there a little bit around some of the shacks. And at the entrances to Bull, Turtle, and Gallagher's Cut, they're starting to see a few more bigger sheep's head moving in there. And the water is really, really clear in there, so some guys are doing really nice sight fishing. A couple of our guys that have fly rods but aren't, like, elitists about it, but like to carry it with them, have actually been taking a couple shots at a few snook and redfish back there underneath some of those mangrove shorelines.
See, that's what people don't get. Taking a fly rod with you is a really, really cool idea, and you can present a bait with a fly rod differently than you can with any other type of tackle. And for under those docks, under the shacks, you know, around mangrove points and stuff, or when you see fish laying in the potholes, fly rod's awesome. But to stand there with a fly rod all day blind casting for a fish?
Yeah.
Well, not an idiot idea.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. You know, use what it takes to find out how you can catch more fish.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to catch them with a certain rod and reel, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I only use a bait caster. I only use a spinning rod. I only use a fly rod. Really? Why?
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference? I would assume that you would want to go out and have that 30 fish day. Not that I saw four fish.
Right.
Okay. So funny. I'm a jerk. What can I say? I'm the most helpful jerk on the planet. I may be a jerk, and I may not be a good guy, but when you come in, I will do everything we can do to get you on the fish for as little money as possible.
Absolutely.
Which I can actually say that's true.
It is. It absolutely is.
I mean, and if you want sheer honesty, folks, we turn more money a year than almost any bait shop you'll ever go into. The fact of the matter is we are very, very successful. And the reason we are is we don't screw people over.
No.
We don't dump lots of tackle on them. We want you to come in once, go out, figure out what you like and don't like about what you had, come back, and we'll do another little bit, and then come back and do another little bit. We want to see you again. We want to talk and have a good time and, you know, enjoy it. You know, I don't need to get you once and then I'll get the next guy. I got some of the customers been coming in here for 30-some years.
I had a guy in here yesterday, and I told him something. He's like, I wasn't expecting that honest of an answer, because I was telling him something about the redfish over on the east wall and blah, blah, blah. And I said, they're tough, blah, blah. And he's like, I wasn't expecting that honest of an answer. And I said, well, if I tell the truth, I don't have to remember what I said. You know, I don't have to backpedal. I don't have to do any of that. What do I have to gain by lying to you? I'm going to give you the best information I can. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. But I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart.
I said some stuff nobody liked. And they're looking at me like, well, why would you say that? I said, because that's what we're talking about. It's the truth. And if I lie to you now, when will you believe me later?
Right.
Simple.
Yeah. It was pretty basic. You know, just, I can't do it. I won't do it. It's not fair to
him. What I'm about is we don't have to.
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, our customers, and we're not for everybody. You might walk in here and you might go, God, this store sucks and these people are jerks. I get it.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no reason in the world you should like me or Robert or anybody else in here. We hope you do, and we hope you come back a lot. But truth is, you might not. I get 1-star reviews on the internet all the time because I am a jerk. And some of my employees are kind of, you can always tell if they like you.
Yep. Tag.
I shouldn't have said that. Oh, that's just sad, isn't it?
True.
But I will say that's the one thing and the absolute best thing, hands down, the best thing about this store, the best thing about Fish and Frank's, the customers.
Absolutely.
100%, hands down, dead honest answer is the people who come in here, we like them, they like us, we get along. That's the honest answer. It's the one great thing about this store. Otherwise, it's just a very eclectic group of really weird stuff and people.
But that's kind of what I wrote this week about in my article, about being, you know, thankful and grateful for, you know, I always do a Thanksgiving article.
Working at the Land of Misfit Toys.
Well, the customers. Yeah. I was thankful and grateful for all the customers that come in. Some we only see them once because they're on their travels through, and others have been coming in for decades. And to be able to share their stories and point them in the right direction, and them to come back and share their events of that day and their knowledge they've gained over the years and the knowledge they've shared with us to make us better teachers. You know, it's cool.
It's awesome. So, Cape's Danger Reef. Cape's Reef Danger.
Some
Reef.
Spanish mackerel are around them, and then the sheep's head started to move on to Danger Reef, which they should be on Cape Hayes too if they're on Danger, but I haven't heard there yet. And that's it. That's all I've heard of there.
Gasparilla Sound, Tailing Flats.
That whole area through there is trout, some Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, snook and reds up along the bushes and around the oyster bars, and even the clam fields there are holding some mangrove snapper and a couple of sheep's head. And let's see what else is going on there. That's about it. Pretty much a hodgepodge.
Okay.
The only thing I haven't heard of is any big sharks, and the tarpon that were there a couple weeks ago have completely vanished. They did not come back.
All right. Now, I forgot we're supposed to be doing stars.
Oh, yeah, crap. I forgot about that,
too. Okay, Gasparilla Sound, Tailing Flat?
I'd give it a 3-star.
3 or 4?
Yeah, maybe even a 4. I mean, it's pretty good over there.
Okay, yeah, the way you were talking, I thought you'd be right at 4 stars.
Yeah.
Okay, Placida Pier, the Trestle?
I'm going to give it, like, 3 stars right now because it's been wishy-washy on my reports.
Okay, let's do the report, then we'll do the stars.
Then I'll forget the stars, though.
I'll remember the stars. I'm looking down going, what are those stars there for?
Right.
Okay. I'm looking at that going,
see, I told you it was just going to be an all right report, not a good report.
Why the hell was I doing that? Why is that there? Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be doing that stuff. Okay.
Sheep's head have really started to move in good there. There's been a few Spanish mackerel, a couple of bonnethead sharks, some mangrove snapper have been there, but they've been small, a couple of snook and a couple of big redfish, but it's been inconsistent. The only thing that seems to be ramping up is the sheep's head. It's definitely there, but just not crazy with all the other species, even though it's so close to that Tailing Flats area. Not quite as good.
All right. I'm going to drop that down to 2. You didn't sound thrilled. Okay, Lemon Bay.
Let's see, trout have been scattered all over through the Miserable Mile, all the way up through into Stump Pass and the Ski Alley area. Getting more consistent reports of some bigger trout. Not as many numbers, but definitely bigger fish. Snook and redfish are all over along the main shoreline, underneath all the docks and going into the canals. Right there at right there around Stump Pass, they've been getting some whiting, some jacks, some Spanish mackerel, and still a few lingering snook moving in from off the beaches. That whole area right around that Stump Pass on the inside has been pretty consistent. They've even been getting some sheep's head out there on some of those sand holes and around some of the mangrove shoreline, but not great numbers. They've been just more incidental bycatch that I've been hearing about, but good sheep's head nonetheless. So it's pretty decent.
All right. W-H-I-T. Okay. No H there. Okay. Anger Pier, Tom Adams Bridge.
Sheep's head are starting to pick up in better numbers. A few Spanish mackerel. A couple of oddball whiting.
A couple of pompano, actually. I caught two pompano and watched another one get caught, and then some jacks. And then there's been a few snook around the bridge at night, but not very many. Not a lot of guys have been fishing it lately, so I haven't heard much night fishing out there at all.
Okay, Venice.
Venice has been pretty good. It's slowed down a little bit this week. Some sheep's head starting to build up around the jetties up there, along with the Spanish mackerel. Another guy caught a black sea bass there again over there. And that's about it. I haven't heard anything down the beach down there at Caspersons or off of Sharky's at all. It's all been right there at the jetties.
I gotta find the guy I talked to yesterday because he was saying, I'm gonna go catch a bass over here by the bridge. And I'm like, I'm gonna catch bass in saltwater, black sea bass. totally blew that one, forgot all about the black sea bass.
Yeah. It's kind of weird though. Why does it go in such spurts with those things? You don't see as
two
many.
Two star, three star?
Yeah, I'd say two. Bless you.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, being in your 60s, I don't know what it is. I can, like, breathe, and I'm choking on my coffee. I go to eat something, and it hits the back of my throat, and I'm gagging coffee. I've done that more since in the last 2 years than I have my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm getting worried about it. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me?
No.
I know I have psychiatric problems, but I didn't think I had these problems, you know?
Neurological problems.
Yeah, there's all kinds of issues I have. There's a lot of them, but that, I... Good God, I'm no way I'm going to live to be old. I mean, I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. I'm on the older side of... I'm on the younger side of old, but I'm on the older side of young. But, man, if this is what I'm like in my 60s, I ain't never going to live to see my 80s. All right. Reefs and wrecks, Gulf of Mexico.
Only a few reports, just because it's been a little windier than what they predicted. 3 to 10 miles out, they're getting some porgies, a few sheep's head. Still a couple lingering barracuda around, but there's still Spanish and kings out there. And then there's been the incidental cobia swimming up to the boats out there. A couple guys have hooked them. A couple guys have landed a couple. And that's from 3 to 25 miles out. And then the red groupers seem to be still at that 20 to 30 mile mark. A few fish have been caught in that closer 20 mile mark. But nothing spectacular. I've heard of some bonita and a couple of blackfin tuna also. Morris, I guess, got into some good ones yesterday. He got into, I think, 3 black fins, he said. But he was out in 100 feet of water, so what's that? 30 miles, roughly?
No, it's 45.
100 feet of water?
40, 45 miles out.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
All right. One of the tricks that, we've been mentioning more is if you're going out to the... in the Gulf of Mexico to find, like, sheep head on those reefs, and I'm bringing it up, because now is when you're going to get that, is take fiddler crabs with you.
Absolutely.
They're not a really great bait for mangrove snappers, porgies, stuff like that. You can catch them on those, but you're going to get a lot more sheep head if you target them with a small crab, because the shrimp, the squid, and all that, that's favorite stuff for all the snappers, grunts, and porgies.
And pinfish.
And pinfish and everything else out there. So take some shrimp with you, and one person drop the rod down with shrimp, a little chunk of squid, and try for the normal stuff. The other person puts on a fiddler crab, drops it down, and go for the sheephead. Because a lot of the snappers and grunts and stuff are more aggressive. They're quicker. Sheephead's not a really fast fish.
Right.
They're
a little more timid.
Yeah, so if you drop a fiddler crab down and you've got a bunch of the other fish, fighting over your shrimp and your squid and whatever, and then over here's a fiddler crab, you got a real good shot at getting some real nice sheephead out of that.
Absolutely.
And it's something we've just started doing, and we've never, in all the years we've been here, talked about doing that before. And it was something I was thinking about, and I said, you know what? That really would be a good idea.
Absolutely.
And so we've been trying to get the word out that this is a very viable option, and it's working with a few of the customers who have tried it. Most people won't try it because it's not something that's been done.
Well, it's way too far out of the box for them.
Yeah, it's not the normal. It's not what you should do out there. But if you want to vary your catch and get some of those really nice sheep heads, it's your best option. So Boca Grande Pass is our next place.
Well, let's see. Spanish Mackerel, some bigger jacks, some ladyfish, and mangrove snapper throughout the whole center of the channel. And then the guys that are fishing right along the shoreline and around the phosphate docks are picking up some sheep's head, a few pompano, some pretty decent-sized redfish, and there's been a couple of flounder being caught also right there off the point on the rocks and going out along the north end of that channel. So it's been pretty decent fishing out there. It's been, I mean, weather's been beautiful, so we've had a lot of our snowbirds here and a lot of their guests are down, so a lot of them been fishing out there, so we've gotten some pretty good reports out there.
And if you get out there and you start coughing, the red tide's back. Mm-hmm. Wait an hour or two, try it again, or just go up a little bit north, go up to
First Street or
17th Street or one of the other ones we're going to talk about here in a minute. Captiva Pass?
Pretty much the same thing. There's been some Spanish mackerel in it, some mangrove snapper, a couple of oversized redfish. Sheep's head have been there a little bit on the along the shoreline. And I've heard of a couple snook that were caught down there that were big. One guy got one that he put it on his board, but he said it was probably close to 40 inches. But he also hooked a couple other big fish that he was drifting. He actually caught a couple of big pinfish on the inside and took them out there and just set up a drift hoping for maybe a gag and got those two snook.
Okay. All right, 17th Street?
Nothing.
And Middle Beach?
Middle Beach has had some jacks. Some Spanish mackerel have been moving in and out of there. What'd those guys catch? They also got into a couple of pompano and a lot of lizard fish. They said it was funny. They didn't catch any lizard fish at Inglewood Beach, but caught some Spanish mackerel, and then it went dead, so they went up to Middle Beach and caught no lizard fish.
All right. Sanibel?
Sanibel, I've gotten nothing. I haven't had a report down there in a couple weeks now.
Yeah, 1 month.
Yeah.
Matt Lachey?
Matt Lachey's got a lot of redfish and trout moving all around that whole area. They're catching them off the pier. They're catching them along the mangrove shorelines. Sheep's head have also been being caught off the bridge itself. And then there's been a few Spanish mackerel on the main channel. Not a lot, but a few of them. You know, overall, it's been pretty decent down there, but not spectacular.
Okay, Pine Island Sound.
Sorry, little man out there checking out the lures and stuff, having a good time. Preoccupied me.
Yeah, I know. He was kind of looking at the door, going, what are those guys doing?
Yeah.
We're talking to each other through microphones.
Yeah. That's better than my walkie-talkie.
You see, it doesn't matter how old we are, ladies, while you're listening to this, we're all still 10.
Yep.
We're sitting here with headphones and talking to each other on our super secret, you know, detective walkie-talkies.
Yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
I got my decoder ring that we, you know, nice. I send these out so people can use them to figure out what I'm spelling. That way you can tell what the words mean.
Nice. Nice touch.
It's a Fishing Frank decoder ring. You can actually tell what HTE is. Okay. Pine Island Sound.
That's perfect. A lot of snook. There's been some really nice snook down there. Danny's still been wearing out some nice snook and some redfish down in that whole area. And then as you work your way up towards Cabbage Key and Yuseppa, there's been more redfish up there than there has been snook. And then the trout are starting to show up all over on any one of the flats out there. And they're scattered. There's some big ones, some little ones. They're just kind of hodgepodged all over the place.
I gotta, you know, we had the one guy pay off the post office here to make Deep Creek Punta Gorda, you know, and I say if he can bribe the post office to make Deep Creek part of Punta Gorda so that everything's all screwed up for everybody, I should be able to bribe the people at Webster's Dictionary to make HTE the correct spelling for the.
Right. Might be worth a try.
You know, I mean, what could it hurt to try? I mean, if you can do bribery to the post office, I should be able to get Webster's to go along with it. They got to be hurting for money now on the internet. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Jug Creek Shoals.
Just add it to the Urban Dictionary. It'll work.
I don't even know what that is. I'm assuming it's slang terms.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla area.
Some Spanish mackerel. A couple guys have actually been catching a few pinfish over there now. And then the sheep's head have been moving along the shoreline and off the Boquilla Pier there. And then I also heard of a couple pompano over there, but that was Tuesday, so been a few days for that report.
All right, Brent Store, Two Pines.
Snook and redfish and some trout moving all along up and down the shoreline and up on top of the bar. There's been some really big snook down there by Two Pines up in the bushes on all those little mangrove islands just north of Two Pines. And then the few pompano and some ladyfish on top of the bar and just on the outside edge of the bar south of Burnt Store there.
Ladyfish and what?
Pompano. Few more people are starting to wade fish back down there, so I'm getting a couple more oddball reports, which is always a good thing.
Okay, east side of the harbor.
Oh, let's see, snook scattered all over the place. Bonnethead sharks mostly around the Hobbs Point to just north of Pirate Harbor. Been some jacks on the inside of the trough and on the outside of the bar, along with a few trout and a few cobia. And like you were talking about, there was some dead fish floating around over there with some little pop-up red tide, but the guy yesterday was showing me that video of unidentified fish. It was a good-sized fish. I couldn't tell if it was a black drum or something, but either way. But he's filming all these glass minnows or maybe white bait underneath it with these jacks blowing up all around them, and they sat there and caught 5- and 6-pound jacks with, you know, 6-8 dead fish within eyesight of them. And some guy was complaining at the same time about how there was all these dead fish all over the place. And the guy goes, well, were you in that black boat? He goes, well, yeah. He goes, I was 100 yards away from you. There wasn't that many fish. There was only like 6 dead fish or 7 dead fish, but we were catching the jacks. Well, how come you couldn't catch any of those fish? I'm just like kind of chuckling because he's showing me the video.
Right.
And it's like this guy, the other guy's like, oh, they were all over the place dead. And he's like, what? I'm catching jacks underneath those fish.
Yeah, dead fish is food for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one thing people forget is that when fish die, other things come in to eat it. Little crabs, tons of bait fish. I watched somebody filleted a big redfish, and they hadn't pierced, you know, through the head, so it was floating along, bobbing, and I'm watching spadefish just eating the heck out of this carcass as it's going floating down a canal, and you can see all kinds of fish eating this other stuff.
Yeah.
And once something breaks through the hide, I mean, man, it's a free-for-all. Oh my gosh. You get a school of pinfish on one of those, it looks like it's being hit with a, I would say, like a BB gun, machine gun.
Yeah.
Just shaking, jerking. I mean, those fish are just beating the heck out of it.
It's what
fish eat other fish.
Well, that's why I don't understand why when anything happens along the beaches, you know, all this, whether it's seaweed that washes up or whether it's dead fish, they go out there and clean it up and haul it away in dumpsters. It's like, dig a hole and bury it, renourish the beach and bring in those sand fleas and ghost crabs back. That's what they're there for.
Because rich people don't like that.
They don't want them buried. It's just like, geez, it would be so much better for the environment.
Well, that's what all these do-gooders. It's, oh, we're going to work on the environment, but we want this clean, make it look like, you know, it's well-manicured.
Yeah, we want fake environment.
Yeah, we want fake, clean, well-manicured environment, and that's how we like it pretty. Doesn't matter if anyone lives there, we just want it to look like it's pretty.
Right.
Okay, Alligator Creek.
Oh, let's see, there's jacks at the mouth of it. There's been a handful of trout, and then there's also been some redfish right there at the mouth. And then going up inside, you're starting to pick up still the jacks, some nicer snook, a handful of redfish. And then as you get into the burnt store aisles up inside there, they've been getting some nice black drum, some better mangrove snapper, some big jacks. I heard of a 15-pound jack up in there. And the guys are catching them all on topwaters. They're having a field day up in there with topwaters, catching some big jacks again. So it's been pretty decent.
All right. Ponce de Leon.
Oh, let's see. Snapper. Sheep's head. A few black drum. Still those big snook are hanging out there making everyone crazier. And then there's been some schools of mullet coming through that the big jacks have been chasing as they're moving in and out through that whole section. So it's been pretty decent.
Okay. PGI canals.
Let's see, jacks getting better on the snook every day. Mangrove snapper bites starting to pick up a little bit better. A lot of guys catching small baby jewfish / goliath grouper, mistaking them for gag grouper, another grouper, but they're catching quite a few of them in there. And that's about it. I never heard of the juvenile tarpon in there this week at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's about.
Gilcrest pier.
Some jacks up against the seawall, and then a couple of small snook also.
Okay, Alligator Creek Reef.
Some sheep's heads starting to move on to that. Actually got a good report yesterday for that. A couple of mangrove snapper, a couple of small jewfish, and there's still been some Spanish mackerel scattered across the whole thing. Not great numbers, but at least fishable if you want to troll, or if you're just floating on a bobber, just float out a shrimp underneath it, and they've been hitting that too. So, not too bad.
Now, was that Spanish and what?
Spanish mackerel.
Anything else?
The sheep's head and the mangas on the bottom.
What
but
about
just,
cobia?
I haven't heard of any cobia there this week.
I'm putting possible.
It's definitely possible, because last week they caught a few.
Yeah, it did really. It's that hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, you're there and there's going to be cobia, and then you're there and they're not going to be cobia. All right, deep holes in the harbor?
Just a few incidental Spanish mackerel and the possibility of, again, a cobia, but definitely a few Spanish mackerel around.
All right, freshwater.
Oh, geez, bass have been really consistent. You know, 2 to 4 pounders have been pretty steady on shiners. A few guys are catching a few on some soft plastics and some topwater, but the shiners have been the main thing. And then the crappie are, I'd say, like very slow to steady because guys are buying a lot of minnows, but they're not coming back and doubling their order. They're coming back and just getting the same amount. So I think it's just been a nice steady catch. I don't think it's quite there. I think after this cold front hits this weekend, because I think the new moon is in a couple days also, I think that the new moon with this cold front coming through should really kick off those crappie really good.
And go to your favorite spot. If you're not doing good, pack up and go to another freshwater canal that you've never tried for crappie. Some of the guys are coming in saying, man, we went over here, I haven't been in there in years, and we whacked them. I think some of the crappie spots have gotten so well known that those areas get fished harder, and then the areas that haven't been touched in years because they're not crappie spots actually have some good crappie fishing in them.
Well, and I think another factor, too, is they've, you know, I think last year, was it last year that they finally finished all of those bridges with changing out all those culvert pipes?
Right.
So now all those water flows through all those canal systems have changed abruptly, but they've had a full year of consistent directional flow rather than being hopscotch with being blocked off and stuff.
Yeah, but
that, I think that's opened up some different spots and made some of the old spots new again.
And some of the spots that never were are now spots.
Right.
So you're going to have to look around a bit when you're doing that crappie fishing. You know, yeah, Beacon's good and, you know, some of these other ones, but look around a little bit. All right, now here is the thing that I... Any red dots for tarpon?
None.
Yellow dots?
No.
There is one.
There is one?
Yeah. Right in front of Harbor Heights.
Yeah.
Yep. Big tarpon.
Okay.
Yeah. It's...
I mean, I've been hearing of a few here, and they're just nothing consistent anywhere.
No, they're out there.
Nice.
I live there. I watch.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the perfect osprey perch.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, outside of that, I don't know of any.
Not me at all. There was a few in the past last week, but I have not heard of a single one in the past this week at all.
I think they were just leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but
that made that easy. Well, that's cool that they're out there by you. That's so enjoyable just to watch from up there. I don't care if I see a fish every time I'm there, just to look out over that view. It's pretty awesome. The stars have been pretty spectacular the last couple nights. I don't know if you've been watching them out there on your patio at night.
No,
but
I literally have not been outside at night.
It's been pretty spectacular. By about 10 o'clock, that little haze kind of burns off, and sitting in the backyard a little bit watching the girlfriend fish or just go out there to smoke and watch the stars. It's been pretty nice, even with all my surrounding lights, which is a drag.
Yeah, we got one light that just... Man, I want to shoot that thing out.
Yeah.
Stupid light in a stupid spot and just, you know. So, oh, there they are. Okay. Trying to find that tarpon map to get it up there. There it is. Okay. Anyway, time for final thoughts.
Oh, let's see. I know a lot of people have still got their family in town today, and most of them will be leaving tomorrow and Monday. Enjoy them. Take advantage of them. Go out to the beach and fish the beach today and tomorrow before this wind really starts to
pick
up.
Isn't today a free fishing day?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Anybody can go fishing today.
Saltwater.
Saltwater, yeah. But you don't have to have a license. You can take anybody you want down to the beach, and, you know, you'll be able to catch fish.
Yeah, it's been really pretty good out there along the beaches right now. And it's supposed to be pretty spectacular until afternoon tomorrow. And if you're land-based, you don't have to worry about getting beat up if you push it a little too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice out.
I'm just getting the tarpon map loaded and the fishing report loaded, so... I guess that's about it. All I can say is there's a lot of nice fishing out there. The weather's absolutely amazing. Sunday the 1st is going to get a little iffy. I don't know that I would be... I would wait to see I'd fish close, because if that wind kicks up 20 miles an hour in the afternoon, it's going to be a booger.
Yeah.
So fish close until you know what the wind's going to do, and then you can decide where you're going to go and what you're going to do. But
absolutely.
Be safe in the morning. Some of the best fishing start between 9 and 10 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
So, first thing in the morning, the fish are a little chilly, not doing what they should be doing, so might want to kind of lay up, you know. Good time this year. It was only a month ago we were going, man, if you're not out at daylight, already on your way to the spot, you're probably not going to find much fish. But now it's chill time. Relax and enjoy the day.
Absolutely.
All right. Frank here, Robert in the chair across from me. And... This was the Area Fishing Report. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know what E.T. did?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I only saw it a couple times.
It was good for its time.
All right. I guess that's it.